With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, we're 3 weeks away from the MLB All-Star Game. Check out Odyssey's Big Time Baseball podcast with Cody Decker, Tony Gwynn Jr., and MLB insider John Hamann. They cover all things on the inside scoop of what's happening in baseball. New episodes of Big Time Baseball every Monday on Odyssey or wherever you get your favorite podcast. It is Dukes and Bell, Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes, and we're hanging out with you here. Going to take it till 7 o'clock, but we do get ready for Atlanta United coming up on Thursday as they will be in New York to take on the Red Bulls. And, of course, we always talk to our guy that is the president of Atlanta United. Darren Eales joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. And, Darren, a very easy decision for you guys today as you guys extended Ronald Cisneros on loan to the end of the year. Boy, he's really been, I would guess, one of the big bright surprises for this team this year.
Yeah, good evening. You're right. I mean, Ronaldo's come in. He obviously got that hat trick, one of the quickest hat tricks we've ever had in Atlanta United history. And, you know, to be fair to him, it was a chance for him to, you know, to show that he could fill that space, and he's been great for it. So, you know, we were delighted to extend that for the rest of the season.
Boy, that was a tough one. I'll tell you what, Darren, we talked about it all last week about how we struggle in Toronto. I know that an earlier goal given up is always tough with a turnover, but man, that one really hurt, didn't it?
It did, Mike. And look, I mean, I'd say to all of our supporters, don't walk under a ladder. I mean, at the moment, it's unbelievable the luck we're having. I mean, Brooks Lennon slipped on. They have a sort of rubber matting around the side of the pitch. And in the warm-up, he just sort of slips on that. And obviously, he's out for 6 or 8 weeks with a knee injury. And we just can't seem to catch a break. And, you know, Aidan McFadden, right in the last minute, had to make his debut. I thought he did really well. But, you know, it was a disappointing performance. It was, you know, a game where once we got back to 1-1 with a great goal from Luis Araujo, you know, I think then, you know, we're hoping, okay, we've got a point here, can we go on and get three? And so to not get anything was really disappointing.
I know that we don't make excuses for any of our local teams, but when you have another guy, like, literally getting carted off the field before the match even starts, does that just take something out of the guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's difficult. I think psychologically, you know, because you've prepared for that match and obviously, you know, with Brooks going out, if you look at our sort of what we just said was our starting six defensive players at the start of the season, you know, five of those are out at the moment. And then even like Ronald Fernandez or players that would be considered our cover players are out as well. But, you know, the reality is we've still got over half a season to go. And look, you know, you've got to be positive about it. We haven't had more than 45 minutes with our three DPs on the pitch. Obviously, Thiago Almada is still suspended for the Red Bulls game. But we're getting back to the NYC match. And then we still got a half a season when we come back home against Austin. So, you know, the fact that we haven't yet started a game with those three DPs, I think, you know, that's a positive. I think we've got some reinforcements coming in. As you know, we've got the goalkeeper that we signed from Chivas, the Mexican international. We've got Parata, the defender. So we've got some depth coming. So I feel, you know, good about the second half of the season. But the reality is, you know, we just need to find a way to get some points on these next two tough games on the road in New York. And as we know, the Red Bulls, we talk about Toronto being a bogey team, but the Red Bulls in New York is not exactly been a great hunting ground for us.
The president of Atlanta United, Darren Eales, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Have you ever seen anything like this, Darren, or been a part of anything where you have this many injuries? I mean, it's getting to the point where I got to imagine you guys are kind of pulling your hair about it, just trying to get an active roster week in, week out. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen anything like this.
No, and I haven't known anything like this. And the other fact is, you know, it's sort of the freak nature of it. We know, you know, Achilles are just sort of one of those random acts of God. And to have had three Achilles and then, like I said, to top it all off, Brooks slipping on a, you know, piece of rubber matting at the side of the pitch and doing his knee. It just seems like at the moment we just can't catch a break. And as you guys know, you know, I think back to my days in the Premier League. If you're in the Premier League, you go out and get other players. You know, you've got you don't have a salary cap, but obviously we're in a salary cap scenario. So that makes it even tougher. But what's a positive, and look, again, I want to look about the glass being half full, is we've had some, you know, performances. Aidan McFadden making his debut was, I thought, did a really good, solid performance. Caleb Wiley, our youngster playing left back, you know, has been great. So the reality is, you know, we've been having some great performances from from low players filling in, but we've got to now, you know, put together a consistent run. And my hope and, you know, what I'm looking to is, you know, we get Thiago back, we get our three DPs back, we get some reinforcements in this window. And the great news is, as you guys know, you know, we've still got over half a season to go. And, you know, we just got to get into the playoffs. And, you know, if you get into the playoffs and you're on a hot streak, anything can happen.
It is Darren Ailes with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. More on the Freddie Freeman Dodgers soap opera. It's coming up. Darren, I know that you mentioned Thiago Almada, the red, obviously the, you know, the three-game suspension. That just is kind of piling on. But I love Araújo's game. I mean, that was a world-class quality goal, how he kind of changed the gear and just was able to slip it past the defender and the goalkeeper.
Yeah, I mean, Luis is amazing at that sort of change of pace. I mean, he's phenomenal the way he sort of rolls it over his shoulder. And he's done that on a number of goals this season. And again, think about it, Mike. I mean, the excitement of having him, Joseph, and Thiago pulling the strings at the back. I mean, that's what we're looking forward to seeing because, you know, Thiago is someone that can really, I think we've seen it in the games already. He's got a great ability to make a pass, but he also follows the ball into the box as well. And so he's someone that's crashing the box. He's got goals for us. So, you know, I feel optimistic about when we get our three DPs together that they're going to be, you know, creating some magic for us. We've got one more game to go. It's going to be a tough game up in New York. And, you know, we know the way they play. It's just, you know, long ball and they crash the boards almost to use a basketball terminology. So we know we're going to have to just gut it out at the game midweek. But then I think, you know, as we get to NYC and then get everyone back here in Austin for that three-game homestead, I mean, that's going to be vital to us.
Darren, I know Gonzalo Pineda said the other day that with the transfer window coming up on July 7th, that, you know, the latest injury with Brooks Lennon won't change up your approach or anything like that. But do you guys expect to be active this go around? We didn't do anything in the last transfer window, but are you expecting that there might be some potential moves coming up here, which will start, in just, you know, less than a week, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've got the window that opens for us on July 7th, so that game against Austin on the 9th. You know, we've already got the goalkeeper in from Chivas. We've got the defender, Parata, in. He came from Tigres in Liga MX. So, you know, there's two players that should be available for selection for that game. And look, we're looking actively for one more sort of difference maker up front, someone perhaps with a bit of pace that can just give us a change of look. So I think, you know, that's what we're looking to do because, you know, albeit we're in a salary cap scenario, we're going to give it all we've got because we feel like with our, like I spoke about, with our three DPs in and, yeah, we're going to get players back. Gutman's, you know, going to be back hopefully in the next couple of weeks. Obviously, Brooks is out at the moment, but it's not season ending. So for him, you know, the sooner we can get him back, the better. So we feel like if we just hang in there, we've got a real chance. So, you know, we're never, ever going to down tools. We're going to look to do what we can in this window to strengthen the squad. And, yeah, I feel, like I said, I feel optimistic. I know we've got to see those results on the pitch, but it's definitely not a case of doom and gloom in the sense that, right, you know, we've managed to get through these first 15 games with the most incredible bad luck on the injuries. And I think, you know, we've got a real chance to kick on and have a very good team come playoff time.
Well, it is a gauntlet, buddy boy. We got the Red Bulls we already talked about, Yankee Stadium, and then Austin is really good. I just looked at third in the West. So, all right, brother, get everybody healthy, get everybody rolling, and seriously, I think, Darren, have we talked about maybe putting the players in bubble wrap in between matches? I mean, at this point.
We better do something, get a witch doctor or something. I think we'll look into it.
All right, brother. We'll keep your chin up, man. We'll talk to you next week, Darren.
Thanks, Darren. Appreciate it.
See you, guys. Thanks a lot.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.